in the limelight.
There is an ongoing but hidden Israeli regime war on the Palestinians, which is rarely highlighted or even known. It is a water war, which has been in the making for decades, says Ramzi Barood, journalist, in an article published under the heading "Murder of Menacing Water Technician on Shadow Wars in West Bank." Stay tuned, please, for the details of this article. There is an ongoing but hidden Israeli regime war on the Palestinians, which is rarely highlighted or even known. It is a water war, which has been in the making for decades. On July 26th and 27th, two separate but intrinsically linked events took place in Ain al-Helwa area in the occupied Jordan Valley and near the town of Beita, south of Nablus. In the first incident, Jewish settlers from the illegal settlements of Maskut began construction in Ain al-Helwa Spring, which has been a source of fresh water for villages and hundreds of Palestinian families in that area. The seizure of the spring has been developing for months, all under the watchful eye of the Israeli regime occupation army. Now, the Ain al-Helwa Spring, like most of the Jordan Valley's land and water resources, is annexed by the fake regime of Israel. Less than 24 hours later, Shadi Omar Salim, a Palestinian municipal employee, was killed by the Israeli regime forces in the town of Beita. The Israeli regime army quickly issued a statement which expectedly blamed the Palestinian for his own death. The Palestinian victim approached the Israeli regime troops with a menacing manner while holding what appeared to be an iron bar. Before he was gunned down, the Israeli regime army claimed. If the iron bar claim was true, it might be related to the fact that Salim was a water technician. Indeed, the Palestinian worker was on his way to open the pipes that supply water to Beita and other adjacent areas. Beita, which has witnessed much violence in recent weeks, is facing an existential threat. An illegal Jewish settlement called Givat Eviatar is being built atop the Palestinian Sabih mountain, in Arabic, Jabal Sabih. As usual, whenever a Jewish settlement is constructed, Palestinian life and livelihood are threatened. Thus, the ongoing Palestinian protest in the area. The struggle of Beita is a representation of the wider Palestinian struggle. Unarmed civilians fighting against a settler colonial state that ultimately wishes to replace a Palestinian village or town with a Jewish settlement. There is another facet to what may seem a typical story, where the Israeli regime army and Jewish settlers work together to ethnically cleanse Palestinians. Mekorot. The latter is a state-owned Israeli regime water company that literally steals Palestinian water and sells it back to the Palestinians at an exorbitant price. Unsurprisingly, Mekorot operates near Beita as well. The Palestinian worker Salim was killed because his job of supplying water to the people of Beita was a direct threat to Israeli regime colonial designs in this region. Let us put this in a larger context. The Zionist regime does not just occupy Palestinian land, it also systematically usurps all of its resources, including water, in flagrant violation of international law which guarantees the fundamental rights of an occupied nation. The occupied West Bank obtains most of its water from the mountain aquifer, which is divided into three smaller aquifers, the Western Aquifer, the Eastern Aquifer, and the Northeastern Aquifer. In theory, Palestinians have plenty of water, at least enough to meet the minimally required water allotment of 102 to 120 liters per day, as recommended by the World Health Organization, WHO. In practice, however, this is hardly the case. Sadly, most of the water in these aquifers is appropriated directly by the Zionist regime. Some call it water capture. Palestinians call it more accurately theft. While in Palestine, or the Palestinian occupied territories, which is called Israel, the daily per capita water consumption is estimated at 300 liters, illegal Jewish settlers in the West Bank consume over 800 liters per day. The latter number becomes even more outrageous if compared to the meager amount enjoyed by a Palestinian, that of 70 liters per day. This problem is accentuated in the so-called Area C in the West Bank, for a reason. Area C consists of nearly 60% of the total size of the West Bank, and unlike areas A and B, it is the least populated. It is mostly fertile land, and it includes the Jordan Valley, known as the breadbasket of Palestine. Despite the fact that the Israeli regime had in 2019 decided to postpone its formal annexation of that area, a de facto annexation has been in effect for years. The illegal appropriation of Ain al-Helwa Spring by illegal Jewish settlers is part of a larger stratagem that aims at appropriating the Jordan Valley one donum, one spring, and one mountain at a time. Of the more than 150,000 Palestinians living in Area C, nearly 40%, over 200 communities, suffer from severe shortage of clean water. That shortage can be remedied if Palestinians are allowed to drill new wells, expand current ones, or to use modern technologies to allocate other sources of fresh water. Not only does the Israeli regime army prohibit them from doing so, even rainwater is off limits to Palestinians. An Amnesty International report published in 2017 concluded, Israel even controls the collection of rainwater throughout most of the West Bank and rainwater harvesting cisterns owned by Palestinian communities are often destroyed by the Israeli army. Since then, the situation became even worse, especially since the idea of officially annexing a third of the West Bank obtained widespread support in the Israeli Knesset and society. Now, every move made by the Israeli regime army and Jewish settlers in the West Bank is directed towards that end, controlling the land and its resources, denying Palestinians access to their means of survival and ultimately ethnically cleansing them altogether. The Beita protests continue, despite the heavy price being paid. Last June, a 15-year-old boy, Ahmad Bani Shamsa, was killed when an Israeli regime army bullet struck him in the head. At the time, Defense for Children International Palestine issued a statement asserting that Bani Shamsa did not pose any threat to the Zionist regime army. The truth is, it is Beita that is under constant Israeli regime threat, as well as the Jordan Valley, Area C, the West Bank, and the whole of Palestine. The protest in Beita is a protest for land rights, water rights, and basic human rights. Bani Shamsa and later Salim were killed in cold blood simply because their protests were mere irritants to the grand design of colonial occupying fake regime of Israel. The irony of it all is that the fake regime of Israel seems to love everything about Palestine, the land, the resources, the food, and even the fascinating history, but not the indigenous Palestinians themselves.